crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Happy Monday. I tried to be different. Episode 205.
It's good. I like it. Vibe with it. Monday one. The Monday fun one.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a hermit today.
Well, we have been. We've been, I was going to say balls deep. Sexual references just for sexual, what do you call it?
Innuendo. I don't know if balls deep is an innuendo. I think it's
straight up.
It's a bit sex pesty.
Yeah, it is. But like,
not one of our values of big media company.
No.
Less balls deep, more celebrating others.
Well, no, we've just come out of editing something all day. So that's why we feel like we're shifting gear.
If our balls smell, it's because it will balls deep.
You,
wow.
This has gone too far.
I know.
This
the,
is
the reset.
Should we reset?
Yeah, good reset.
And
it's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Are we actually doing a reset?
No.
Okay, it was okay what we said, I think.
Now we're going. I brought up the balls deep. It's all my fault.
But then I took it too far.
You definitely did.
And this was the thing that I was speaking to a friend yesterday about the best example of the type of personality that I have is when I was in grade six, I did this piece of artwork, like a painting.
Yeah.
And I got all these compliments from the art teacher and it was like a really big deal. I'm smiling because I just think about what I said before. Anyway, I did this work and we were putting it up to dry.
Yeah.
And she was praising me and I decided to go back and add to the painting because I was like, if I just add a bit more, it's going to be even better and she's going to be more blown away.
That was your mindset. That was your thinking.
Just like the joke and just like the joke, when I added the extra paint, the whole piece of paper tore and I was mortified and she was mortified. And so it's very similar to that joke.
Yeah.
You made a joke. You were at your balls deep in the joke.
Yeah.
And then I pushed it a bit further.
And yeah, you really broke through onto the other side.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If you're still here, well, welcome to the show, the Daily Talk Show.
No, I think we got in a bit of ping pong as well, going one for one. And we're going further down the hole. Anyway, so yesterday I took Bodhi and I sent you a photo of this park where I was taking him because for the last since he was born, I've had a fascination with playgrounds.
What's with this? So when, because you were asking about donuts, you said, "Hey, going to Southeast, I need donut recommendations."
Well, you're my go-to ex-fat man.
Yeah, ex-fat man
who knows where most of the donut places are
potentially.
And so that was the initial sort of mission.
Yeah.
Was to find some junk food.
But then you sent through a picture of a playground saying this is where I'm taking Bodhi.
Yeah, and the whole thing is playgrounds these days are like they spend millions of dollars on them.
Do they really?
Yeah, man. Skate parks and playgrounds.
Okay.
They're dropping so much coin on these things.
Because when we were in Queensland, I was reminded by the text that you sent of the photo of the playground. When it was just you and I without Bodhi, you got us to walk to a playground because you wanted to film there.
Yeah, which one? I can't even remember that. Which one was that?
There was a lot of
you said Queensland?
Yeah.
Brisbane, yes. It's part of that's the city. Totally. I wasn't thinking straight. Brisbane, yes, when we were there, I spotted. And that was that an epic playground?
I mean, yeah, if you're a kid.
No, but I think these translate to adults. Like, I mean, probably it's not the best idea if you're just an adult to go and rock it and play in a kid's playground. But that one in Brisbane, just outside the CBD, is so big. It's like, I love a bit of parkour as well, running up walls. And that's what.
What's the difference between being an adult who likes playgrounds and parkour? Have they just rebranded being on playgrounds? Like, we'll call it parkour, but essentially it's just so you can go on a jungle gym. That's very American, isn't it?
Jungle gym. It is. But no, that's a good point. It's like you're a big kid if you love parkour. There's something about it. Like, I used to do gymnastics. Reese Mitchell, who we've had on the playground, he was well into parkour. We used to run around jumping.
Did you hear what you said?
What?
Reese Mitchell, who we had on the playground.
Oh, did I?
Which I like.
The podcast.
No, but let's call it Welcome to the Playground. Maybe that could be the new title of the show. So, yeah, on Sunday you messaged and said you were going. What happened?
So it was this unbelievable slide, these two slides that were like 8 meters, probably at least 8 meters up into the sky, and it's all enclosed so you can't fall off the side, but you go up this big spiral staircase, like really high up, and it sways a bit. So I took Bodie, who's only 19, 20 months old, up to the very top of this. And even he's keen as mustard for slides. Mm. But this one, he was a bit off. He's just like, it was just a bit dumbfounded by looking down at mum. So you don't know what's going on. Like, the kid has no idea about much. Yeah. Like, you know, he sees spiders and he thinks they're amazing.
Yeah.
So he doesn't quite know that heights could kill
kids
him.
Kids are just like dumb mates.
But he's embracing it. So I ended up taking him down this slide. But the way I found it was this woman on Instagram who started following me has this page, and it's called Mama Knows East. And it's like the east
of
Melbourne.
East side.
Yeah, it's all about like events in the east side. Mm-hmm. So we took Bodie out there and took him down the slide, but that wasn't the best bit. Like, it was almost – See, the big kid in me wanted to get like a potato sack to really get speed down it. Yeah. The thing is, I can't even let Bodie on it by himself because it's so big that he could get stuck halfway and then I'd have to, I don't know.
SES involved.
Yeah, way too big. Anyway, this kid, we were down the bottom of the slide and this kid came with his mum and dad and he was all over the joint. Like, he was a little maniac.
How old?
He would have been no older than 8. Mm-hmm. Boisterous young boy.
Similar to probably what you were like as a kid.
Yes, very similar. And what he did is probably definitely something I would have done. So at the top of this 8 meter slide contraption masterpiece, there's like, did you ever play in playgrounds?
Were
you the kid?
No, I was indoors.
I was just getting a vibe.
I was literally playing with my microphones. That's not even a joke. I had
so many
microphones from Big W and they cost about $20 each. And the annoying thing is the cables would always fuck on them because they weren't sort of professional quality.
Yeah.
So every few weeks mum would have to buy new ones because I would try and move away from the speaker.
Okay.
Anyway, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I can imagine this is a function of the playground that they had back in the day when I was a kid, but never, not to the extent of this. So up in this 8 meter high contraption, there's this.
I know what you're going to say.
It looks like a pipe and it's got like a little mouthpiece.
Yes. The only thing that I liked about playgrounds was their analog walkie-talkie system.
A communication device.
I'd be like, mum, you wait there. Like annoying the fuck out of mum.
So
like,
it's basically a pipe. It goes down, so it goes from the top of this playground down into the ground and then comes out. And you actually don't know where the other end is. Like, if you just rocked up, I wouldn't have known that this mouthpiece connected to this one down there. So this little kid, the 7-year-old, 8-year-old, said to his mum, "Mum, you stay here. I'm going to go up the top." And she sat down. We're like probably as far as we are away from each other. Okay. And
we're 40 metres away, right? A
couple of metres away. And so he's run up the top of this playground to where this analog communication device is, i.e. pipe to talk to his mum. And so you hear, say, "Mum, can you hear me?" "Yeah." And so I just sort of tuned out of the conversation. And then all I see is the mum just, "Oh, you're disgusting." He'd got his ass up on the thing.
He farted.
Farted into this device. And his mum. "You're feral."
Wait, so it would actually. Wait, was he. He was close or not?
No,
close?
He was probably 10 metres away, but this pipe goes down. So the sound travels. So he's just dropped his guts into it. And his mum's had her ear right up to the thing.
That's very funny.
She blew up. He was a little maniac.
I wonder if she blew up in a real way or blew up in like. That's pretty funny.
Nah, see, this is the thing. Amy and I were talking about what we would have done in that scenario. I would have lost my shit.
Funny,
thought
like
it
laughing.
It was hilarious. Yeah, yeah. Whereas Amy, she even thought that's pretty funny and she laughed. So it's a great one for the podcast. But she said, "I would have been the same. I would have had, like, when you're a parent, you need the juxtaposition. You can't just have two parents laughing their asses off, because it probably doesn't teach the kid anything other than farts are funny. And farts are universally funny. But I couldn't imagine, like, Amy thought, oh, she wouldn't have done that, like, as a kid, a young girl. It's just something. I mean, I was well into farts.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have shit my pants if I tried that sort of action when I was a kid. 100%.
That was a horrible vision. Yeah. And I went up to the top of the side and I saw him there, and I'm annoyed that I didn't say something.
Just like, good one, champ.
Well played. Well played. I didn't say it. But then, yeah. So that's what I've got. I think that's what I've got to look forward to in some ways for Bodhi.
Do you remember the old school playgrounds when they were made out of wood?
Yeah. Hampton Adventure Playground was one of the most epic ones in my surrounding suburbs. Crazy. You're okay? It was I had one of those, it was a reverse burp.
Okay.
Where you don't burp out, it like it's burps. And then,
well, you were making fun of me the other day because I was saying when I wear noise cancelling headphones, I don't know if my stomach's grumbling or I'm full blown farting.
No, but I said there's a difference. There's a feeling. And my troll to you was,
my bum's so loose. Yeah. Which is good troll.
It's funny though.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
It's funny that you wouldn't even know.
So this, the playground, what sort of, do you remember the facilities at the Hampton?
Yeah, it was like ginormous. It was, I think there's always, as a kid, you know, there's like one, you know what's better than others.
You know the good ones.
You know the good ones. And this was one of the really good ones. But I think kids, and I was a part of it, we dug underneath the wooden structures. So there was all these like underground passageways. Yeah,
of course. You created an underground system.
Yeah. They didn't want it. Like, I'm sure this is not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't really do much of this kind of behaviour with new ones. It's like they've just upped the game. Councils.
Yeah.
It's
they've got to be safer. They've got to, like, the regulation, I could imagine, being pretty full on.
Yeah. Well, we went to there's one in Sydney. And when we were up there, there's a adventure playground in Darling Harbour.
Mm.
Seriously, I don't know how a child hasn't died, because you can climb up this like pyramid rope structure.
Oh, did we? Yes.
We walked
that
past
one
it.
Really high.
Super high.
I went on a similar one in Auckland. Yeah, they're
and you were probably
insane.
Strapped in.
Yeah.
It was an adventure.
I was tethered. No, but the playgrounds, I remember at my primary school, we had the wooden ones, but someone like an arsonist, like a fucking like primary school arsonist, like some kid probably, lit the whole thing on fire.
The one at my primary school across the road from my house burnt down.
Maybe that's why they stopped making them out of wood, because it's a
you could still
perfect,
burn the, oh yeah, I guess the
well,
plastic
yeah, they
ones.
Melt, no, the, we had melted plastic as well.
Yeah.
Went to a low socioeconomic school, so people were just like, oh, we've got something good, we might as well burn it.
I remember the day the one across the road from our house burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple of kids from the commission flats across the road. They're always seen as troublemakers, some of the kids from there. It's what, like,
are you allowed to say that? Well, you were friends with all of them.
I was mates with them. But some of them were real troublemakers.
Yeah.
And they burnt the playground down. So I don't know if you can't say it. Like, I get it. Like, there's some sensitivities around because they're from, you know, disadvantaged families.
Yeah.
But there was also some troublemakers amongst some really great kids. Kogan.
Yeah, Kogan.
who's richer than everyone now.
Yeah.
And some other great kids. Jack Goldberg. A bunch of my friends are from there.
Who's Jack Goldberg?
Jack Goldberg. He was in the Navy. I bumped into him at Brisbane Airport one night.
Talking playgrounds or something?
No, he was just doing business.
Brisbane, that's in Queensland.
Is that a troll to me?
Yeah, that was a troll to you. Do you remember any specific stories as a kid that revolved around playgrounds? Like, I see that as almost like a bit of a setting for shit to go down in school.
I rollerbladed down a slide, broke my arm. So that was my one.
That's a pretty good. I think that it was at the playground that I kissed a girl named Catherine, my first ever kiss. And the reason that I kissed her was because her mum worked at Mars, the chocolate place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd never
so
had.
So you thought this is a great in?
No, well, so she actually offered. She said, "I'll give you some of my Mars bar, and you kiss me." And so I was in prep, and I remember I kissed her.
Yeah.
For a bit of nougat. Nougat.
Tommy Little, comedian.
Nougat. Thank you.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm saying nougat. Anyway, Tommy Little, comedian, Melbourne comedian. He had this. I went to his stand-up comedy show years ago, and he had this bit about. He called it a bits showing, where kids are always like. I laughed so hard because I just remember being a child, talking, like showing my penis to someone else. It was like, no, but it was reciprocal. I wasn't just pest in the playground.
No.
But it was like, oh, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Mm-hmm. And kids, this is what kids are fucking doing.
Yeah. And I remember specifically being absolutely traumatized. Because there was down at Chester Court, at the bottom of the court where I lived, there were two girls, and they said, "You show us yours, and we'll show you ours."
Yeah.
And then so my brother and I showed ours.
Which one? Which brother?
Jake.
And so it was fat.
Jake and the fat man.
Yeah. Having a bit showing. Yeah.
And then they didn't show theirs, and then went up and told our parents. So like I feel like it was a good lesson though.
Too good to be true.
No,
extortion.
I got me too. When I was like, or I don't think I'd like to say that I didn't me too. I was wrapped up in a me too scandal.
Yeah.
And I didn't even. I feel like maybe it made me realize that even not to show your dick. I don't know what the learning is there, to be honest. What do you think the learning is?
Well, I think it's just this is the weird thing. I've lost a lot of these memories of being a child. Like I had
trauma.
One. Yeah, but I even had one like that went back just then to prep, being in this little cubby house thing and doing it. It's just, I think there's such an innocence to it.
Mm.
But so what was the outcome? Because I don't...
I don't remember specifically.
So you just remember being told on.
I just remember the panic. I remember the walk. I remember the walk from the bottom of the court to the top when they said, "We're going to tell your mum."
Oh, no.
And, they were the same age as us. And so there was the walk of like trying to be ahead of them, like walking faster and thinking and just being like, what can I say that's not going to make me sound guilty?
Yeah. There's a power struggle going on there. Like they've found something, they're leveraging.
Yeah.
They've found something that assumes power for them quite quickly. It's
good on them.
It's full on. It's manipulation.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what they wanted out of it.
But the thing is, like, I just wanted to see a vagina.
What are you seeing? Not much.
Yeah, but you're like.
It's the unknown. That's what I think it is. Far out.
It is the unknown.
This this podcast, if we've still got it going in 10 years, I wonder the stories of what Bodhi's going to do. Like, I hope they're not as bad.
I wonder how this all, the change in society and what's acceptable, how that will change how kids are actually interacting.
You'd have to think that there'll be some sensibilities that are increased.
The sleepovers, did you get up to mischief at like sleepovers or anything?
Yeah, but I mean, in the early days, I wasn't having sleepovers at girls' places.
Yeah.
They're just either a party where everyone's in the room, like, all genders are in the room and there's probably parents there. But
my childhood is, if I was to sum it up, it's me being in a circle of spin the bottle and three girls arguing about why they don't want to kiss me even though it's landed on me. And the annoying thing is, it was like as being the chubby kid, I actually took up, well, it was good for me. I took up more circle. But
Do you think that's affected you? Thinking like,
yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I definitely remember a girl who was my girlfriend for a short time, Shruti.
Shruti?
Can you not?
No, but yeah, there's a daycare worker called Shruti.
Shruti, yeah. What's her last name? I don't have to say her last name.
Imagine if it was the same Shruti. Yeah, Bodhi says, Shruti.
Do you know her last name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, so my Shruti, I went to, her dad was the head chef at the curry club, which cool fact. Okay. But anyway, I remember.
What's the curry club?
It was on Bridge Road, I think. I think it's closed down now, but it was an Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
And
I thought it could have been an outer suburb, like a Sizzler-esque, like, but just big curry house.
Good. I'd love that. No, but I remember Shruti and I ended, like, we dated when I was in like grade 6.
Yeah.
And dating then is really nothing. Like, we're part of the same sticker club. I was the only dude in the sticker club.
Yeah.
She was my girlfriend for a short period of time. But I remember in year 8, for whatever reason, I think she was meant to kiss me and that didn't happen. But then she kissed my friend Lachlan. Because there was like that room, like you would, it was one of those things where it was like you spin the bottle, if you land on it twice, then it goes out to a makeout session.
Jeez.
And I think I remember it was either like next to some wheelie bins or some shit. That's where they went to make out.
I wonder, so spin the bottle and all those kind of silly games were around when we were kids. I wonder what the evolution of those games is now.
Well, parents aren't going to allow, like, because... Were your parents...
Kiss Chasey. That was like
you can't do that. Just fucking pinning people down.
You're chasing after a girl.
No. As they're screaming,
plant a kiss on her that she doesn't want.
Oh, it's not ideal. And I remember as a kid specifically, because it's a big deal being a chubby kid, running for anything. But I played Kiss Chasey. But I remember... do you remember playing Kiss Chasey? Yeah. Well, my strategy, I remember there was a Rachel who... I thought was quite pretty and just fucking like, because you would be playing with a few people. Yeah. I just remember it's almost like a little bit, it's not sadistic, that's not the right word, but I just remember being like, I was focused on Rachel and just like doubling
down.
You
went hard on Rachel.
Yeah.
Never. Couldn't catch her.
Nah. But it is a weird thing. But do you think, because I guess parents would have you'd have different levels of parents. So there was the parents who would allow their kids to have alcohol when they were 16. I never asked my parents.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, you didn't drink. So, yeah, I think there was a, like, I remember getting drunk at my brother's 18th or 21st. And I was quite young then. But, God, if mum wasn't going to buy it, for us, we were getting fake IDs. Mm-hmm. James and I, conspiracy theory Jimmy, we had fake
conspiracy
IDs
Jimmy,
that said we were 21 when we were 16 and they worked. This was back when IDs were not what they are today.
Yeah.
But we had holograms. We ordered them in from England from some website. We sent off a money order, a check, $35, and we got these things back. And they worked. And so if it wasn't for parents, like – yeah.
But what do you say to – is Kiss Chasey just not on the menu in schools anymore? What's the conversation you're going to have with Bodhi about Kiss Chasey?
See, this is the thing. If it's banned in schools and you can't be doing it, I don't think you should be going against it because it's just a fucking headache. But I don't think that you can extrapolate from a kid who plays Kiss Chasey is a sex pest later in life.
But is it setting the wrong tone?
No,
in the
because
sense
I
of
think kids are having fun.
No, but isn't that like the whole problem? That's just like, we're just having fun.
But it's I
like,
don't. I think if you don't get it from other things, like I feel like I'm a good person and I played Kiss Chasey. So
I don't think it's a reflection on you and what, like, because it was a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily, like, there's things that, We used to just say, you know, things were gay or stuff like that all the time. Yeah. Now we have learned.
And if you watch Joe Rogan's new special,
yeah, he says,
still calls them gay.
And so, but things change. But I don't think that's a reason to then push back and say, yeah. Like we.
So that's what I'm saying. If the rule is no kiss chasey, the rule is whatever it be, I think I would never encourage pushback on what the new rule is.
Yeah.
So you're then slipping into a new area where it's.
But
not,
what's the understand? Because I think that is there a risk in not having a hard line on it? So if Bodhi asks, like, Dad, what's the deal with kiss chasey? How do you answer it so that you're making it clear, like, what is okay and what's not okay?
Yeah, but what the rule is set out to be maybe can be the default of what your answer can be. But I honestly don't think it's that pestish when you're grade four, grade five children running around and it's all like fair. Like, you know, like you think about your time.
What makes it fair?
What makes it fair is a group of people going, let's play Kiss Chasey, and everyone going, let's do it. Not you're a kid who has got a bunch of his boys around and said, let's go run after these girls and kiss them. If that's the mindset, there's a problem. But if you're a bunch of kids.
So it's a conversation in consent is what you're saying.
Yeah,
so
I guess it is.
So what you're saying is it's like, and which takes a lot of the fun out of like, oh, I kiss Chasey. It sounds light, but then consent sounds quite full on.
At what point, like if you push, like there is conversations around the whole consent.
Well, consent's weird in like using an example that isn't kiss chasey. When I was a kid, I remember I used to borrow, there was these twins, Christina and Katie, and I was in their class in grade three.
A lot of twins at your school.
There were a few. Which other twins? Did I mention other
the
twins?
Twins down the bottom of the street?
No,
they were just
twins.
Sisters.
No, they were just sisters.
Sisters.
But I would always, I was friendly with everyone, but I remember Christina and Katie, I was really bad. Mum would always buy me pens and stuff, but I was just very loose at borrowing them and losing them. And so I'd always start off with really nice stationery, but I would lose them. Christina and Katie were very good with keeping all their pens and pencils in order. And so I remember asking, hey, can I borrow a pen? And they were always so lovely. And I remember one day I saw the mum come in and speak to the teacher. And basically, apparently it was an issue that I'd been borrowing the pens. And I didn't know. I thought that this is this thing. Like, I thought that I had consent to use the pen. So is there a risk in that power imbalance of just being like, you know, not... Yes, people need to assert themselves and say, no, I don't want to play this game. But when you're 8 or 8 years old and you're a kid and you're getting pressured by a few boys to do it, then you're like, oh, yeah, even though I'm not that comfortable, I don't really want to do it, I'll do it anyway. So should we make the default no or not putting that sort of pressure?
I think the default will be to ban things that have a very blurred line. But then so does dating. When you're going out with a girl, a guy, and you haven't kissed yet, and one of you needs to make the move and one of you's a bit shy and a bit timid but really likes the guy, or you don't know, really doesn't like the guy, but because they're shy comes across as like this just a bit reserved, and then the person, you lean in for a kiss and then they say, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's
or
quite,
they go for it. It's like, at what point do you need consent in that context? Because it's a conversation. If we get a look at it, it's so not clear at all. There is very clear cut things that, you know, I think are common sense, or you know, when it gets down to, you know, certain things within, you know, interacting with somebody else, I think there's a general rule. But what you're saying is, at what point do you need to actually have the conversation?
Well, I just saw this ad. I can't even remember. Was it like a Village Cinemas on the like last week watching a movie? And it was some dad who said something about like they're in a car or whatever, and the dad says something that's sort of just like a bit off the cuff, like it's no big deal. And then the daughter repeats it, and when the daughter repeats it, it sort of clicks in his head that what he said isn't okay. Like, oh, they're just mucking around though, so that's okay if they hit me. Or, you know, something along those lines. And then it got me thinking about, well, if these kids are little sponges, then you can't play the blurred line of like, well, Bodie, it's not like, is it, you know, they're, although they're banning it, there's, it's like a little bit like you can't put doubt into that consent conversation, young.
I think, but that's what I mean. I don't know what the deal is. I'm sure
it'll be interesting, right? You don't want Bodie to be a sex pest at school. You don't want to be you don't want to be pulled in because it's like
100%. And that's what I'm saying. The time that I was a kid, it wasn't a talking topic like it is now. So if the talking topic nowadays is you can't do that because it's seen as this, then that is the framework that we're dealing within. Therefore, I'm not going to push back on something that has now been discussed and there's parameters around things. So then it's like I think you then need to enforce. It's like any law, any new law. You can't just be resorting to the old law because the new law is X.
Well, it's pro and it's progress as well, right? And you don't really want to slow down the progress.
But there is a slippery slope with it all, because when you like the dating conversation, it's like at what point, like, do you know how much of a buzzkill can I have?
Do you have consent?
Do I have your consent to plant a kiss on your lips? Like,
bit cute as well, though. Like, saying it like that.
I know. As I said, I was like,
that's a good line.
Yeah, but do you not see
I get that.
It will be a struggle.
It takes out the passion, maybe, but I think that I'd probably want to default to that anyway.
Yeah.
But what it maybe requires is using a lot more words potentially, like having that conversation rather than it just being which just changes the dynamic. It doesn't mean it's less romantic. It just changes it to be something
else. But I think it is less, it's pulling you out of the moment, because you think about some movie in some utopia where there's so many more rules. I mean, utopia probably doesn't make sense. Utopia is like a better place than this. But if you think in the future, in these worlds where there's so many rules and everything's so strict and everyone's following this like real dictatorship or like set of rigid rules, it does become that. I don't know, but maybe you're saying, are you saying that it then becomes a part just of what you need to do, so then you work it in some way and you get creative? Maybe it's like you got a little business card, you flip it up.
Well, maybe like how there's gender reveals. Maybe I'll do like a I want to kiss you reveal, which sounds not ideal.
I mean, I'm old school, but there was some fucked up shit that went on in the old school days.
Yeah.
But I don't think for that kind of stuff, I think it will ruin so many moments.
All right, Kavanaugh, settle. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Why don't you educate us? Hi at the Daily Talk Show.
What, .com. If your kids are at school.
Yeah, but also if we've got a lot of blind spots, we have no idea about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
and I don't even know the answer. I'm on my smug high horse because I don't have a kid and I have to worry about it.
Yeah,
but, it's. The reason I mention it is because I don't think it's an easy one.
It's not easy, and whatever decision is made to that could eventually bring us progression in this will be difficult for everybody.
Yeah,
and so I don't think it's a reason to say let's not come up with any new solution for this.
Should kiss Chasey still be a thing?
Yeah.
Is there a place for kiss Chasey?
13, 10, 60.
That's a radio gag, guys. Yeah. I had 13, 10, 60.com for a while. I had this idea of when I was at the radio station that people could go to that website and submit phoners.
Yeah.
Dumb idea. All right. Yeah. Today, the talk show, everyone. Have a good rest of your Monday. It's quite late here. So if you're listening now, good on you. Otherwise,
you could be in 2052 listening to this show. And kiss Chasey is the most illegal thing to do.
It's like, can you believe it's the equivalent of being like, yeah, but blackface. It was fun. You know, how are you meant to do it? Today, the talk show. Have a good one.